We resume our moving conversation today with Henry Strauss as he shares his Jewish family's challenges living in a country where the Nazis were rising to power. We appreciate the assistance of the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center with this series and remind you that you can hear all of the stories at AmericanCountryside.com. Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a muskox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
No worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year. And one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
Henry Strauss was a 10-year-old Jewish boy living in Essen, Germany. He vividly remembers one morning in late October 1938 when he walked into his class at the Jewish school in the city.
One morning, I came to school and found that half our class was missing. No one knew why.
After school, he discovered where those children had gone.
On my way home, I passed a parking lot surrounded by a chain-link fence, and my classmates and their relatives, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, brothers, and sisters were huddled in this lot.
About 40% of his classmates came from Jewish families who had immigrated there from Poland in the years surrounding World War I.
And these people were deported to Poland that very same day. The son of one of the couples who was deported lived in Paris and wanted to make sure that the world knew what had happened.
The families were sent back to Poland. That son in Paris, though, took action against the nearest German authority he could find.
He got a hold of a gun, went to the German embassy, and shot a German diplomat. The propaganda ministry in Berlin seized on that and used that event as the starting point of what is now known as Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass.
Henry was about to experience the horror of that night in his city of Essen. The rest of his story next time as we travel the countryside in Skokie, Illinois. I'm Andrew McRae.